This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. My name is Ryan Jones, joined as always by Katie Wade. Hello, Katie.
Hello.
Have you been enjoying Shrimpgate?
Ugh, what a night.
So we thought it was going to be Shrimpgate. It ended up just being Shanae is a monster gate. And I know it doesn't roll off the tongue quite as well. But my lord.
This was quite the episode.
I'd love to tell you that there's going to be a whole lot of non-Shanae content here. But I'd be lying. And I guess that's why we'll get there. But I guess that's part of the reason why she's still around. Because what else would we be talking about?
Yeah. Unfortunately, she took up about 99% of this episode.
You know, we joke every season about not knowing who any of these women are. In most seasons, it's haha, cute. They don't give us the names on the screen enough. But literally in this season, it's Shanae. And then it's been the like three people she's argued with. And we've gotten like six words out of everybody else.
Yeah, there's still some women that we've never even seen them talk to Clayton, I don't think. I mean, I'm sure they've gotten a few minutes because obviously they're still there. But I feel like I don't even remember Jill talking to him. Don't remember these conversations of Clayton having with these other women because we're so focused on Shanae and everything that she's doing.
I mean, the show starts off just where we left off, which is Shanae, Shanae, Shanae. It's the women versus Shanae, because basically if you're not Shanae, then you hate Shanae. And after watching specifically this week and last week, but really every episode, it's hard to argue with them.
My first thought was when it opened up and he's sitting down with both of them, how is he not laughing? He's sitting in the middle between Shanae and Elizabeth. They're literally arguing about shrimp and a hot tub. At one point, I was like, how is he not even cracking a smile? Because this is hysterical that they're basically not even making any sense and just talking about shrimp. And he's just sitting there like, why? Why did I agree to sit in between them?
I think it's pretty simple. And I think he's decided he wants to, and these are in words he responded to, we'll talk about later, but like he wants to bang Shanae, and no matter what she says or does, she's just not going anywhere. Whether it was about shrimp or hot tubs or literally every other girl in the house hating her and happily lining up to say how awful she is, he just wasn't going to hear any of that. And he's already decided at this point, I'm going to bang her and nothing is going to stop me.
Well, there you go.
There really nothing else makes sense.
Fortunately, Elizabeth wasn't, I don't think, helping herself by arguing so much back and forth. Still 100% Team Elizabeth, obviously. Not saying that she's really in the wrong for anything. You have to be, if you're trying to prove someone like Shanae, I think your best option is honestly just to be quiet and just let her look like the crazy person going off on someone else. Like, don't fight so much back in front of Clayton.
Yeah.
I would say.
Well, and especially when she tries to get into the details about, well, I wasn't even at the hot tub. And then Shanae could just focus on, oh, look, see, she's lying about the hot tub. That has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
Just
then
let it
just
focus.
Sounds like you're trying to prove Shanae wrong, which you are, but like not in front of him. Like that's it's not making you look great.
Speaking of not looking great, this in my mind, and I know we're only 4 episodes in, and it's wild because it feels like we're like 20 episodes in. Over last week is now the biggest L that he's taken. And honestly, and if you listen to this show regularly, I hope you do, on the outset of this season, I went from not being very excited to thinking he could be very good. This is an L I don't think he comes back from.
Yeah. It's funny because I don't know if you saw last week when this whole thing was happening during, really, he was live tweeting. Clayton was saying, wow, this is a completely different storyline than I saw from my point of view, which is true because they see none of this, none of these things. But to see him actually come out when the whole Shanae thing was happening and him commenting on it, like to Twitter, to everyone, saying, this is completely different from what I was thinking.
Yeah. And while I'd love to give him the benefit of that doubt, the way we did the first couple weeks,
yeah,
and even a little bit last week with it sort of waning, I can't watch this and give him even a shred of that because it's literally in front of his face. This is not, well, they're saying she's a little unstable or that she's making things up. She's making things up in real time in front of you.
Yeah.
And it all sounds made up. So it's not even she's like a good liar. So he can talk all he wants about, well, I can't believe. I have it in front of me. Oh, boy, what I was being told then, what I'm seeing now is like watching two different movies. No, it's not. And maybe it was last week. And that's when he said that. But he said that, tweeted that, obviously, knowing that next week's episode, it's going to be right in front of my face.
Yeah.
And then when someone else tweeted about her saying, oh, my God, he believed me, I was that good, he just tweeted an oof. And he's now putting everything onto Shanae. Well, he eventually puts everything onto Shanae. But he's putting everything onto Shanae, which is fine. She's, by all accounts, a trash human, and I have no use for her. And this is – ultimately, she's going to kill – a season that was already an underdog.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess they got what they wanted because we're going to sit here for 40 minutes and talk about her.
Yeah.
But what it also is doing is I've not found a single person who's like, yeah, go Clayton. This is great.
Yeah.
Every season you have people supporting the lead. And even Pete in his worst moments, you had people being like, no, go Pete. This ship has sailed. And listen, if you disagree with me, you know how to find us, and I'd love to hear from you, like legitimately, someone who's watching this and thinking, you know what? That Clayton's doing a great job as The Bachelor. I just want to hear from one person who thinks he's doing a good job in all this because I don't see it at all. I think he's lost it, and I don't care if – I mean, I care, and it'll be fun to watch the – you know, I slept with 3 different people, and that's great. But I just – this idea that the casual – person who's like, I'll give him a shot. I don't know how they stick around for much longer, especially knowing that, again, going by what they're showing us, that she's going to be around for quite a while.
Yeah, it's, I mean, we see, unfortunately, all the time that leads send like the wrong person home. Like they keep the villain over, you know, a really nice person or whatever. But I feel like this is different because even in this episode, he says in the show, he's like, the drama is still, the drama and conflict is still here. So, so why is that still here? If I got rid of Elizabeth and that whole conflict, and now it's just Shanae, why do we still have this conflict and drama?
Yeah.
Well, because you made the wrong decision.
And this is even when he's still having a decision to be made. Well, I can't continue with this night. It's so frustrating. And oh my God, I can't believe this. Well, do you know why all this is frustrating? Because this one person is the center of all this and you can eliminate it all simply by getting rid of her. And so he can point to anything else he wants about, I didn't see X, I didn't see Y. It's right in front of his face. And he's saying to the camera, oh, this is ruining this. I can't, this is going to be so good. I can't believe we're still dealing with it. The reason we're dealing with it is because for some reason you already decided I need to have Shanae at the end. And I almost wish they would have just gotten that out of the way here. And he could have said, okay, got that out of my system. Let's move on.
Yeah.
And he could. I mean, listen, it wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, I feel like with everyone in the house feeling so strongly against, it's not like, oh, some people, you know, are still siding with Shanae. Like, it's just, it's really everyone against.
Right.
And against her. But it's just surprising that after that rose ceremony, like, not even someone who went home was like, hey, watch out for her. Like, no one says that. And we see sometimes, like, you know, be careful. There's some people here, not here for the right reasons, blah, 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 all that stuff. But, like, if everyone feels the same way against her and no one said that, then, like, why did no one do that?
That's a great point.
She's clearly a bad person. Like, it's not like, oh, I didn't like her and she stayed instead of me. Like, it's literally 14 verse 1, like she said in the in the promo. But, like, it really is 14 against 1.
Well, and we talk about it every season. You don't have to become friends with all of these people. And no one is saying, because a lot of times the villains, that's the line they always go to, is I'm not here to make friends. And that's fine. But what is also very important is, and we've unfortunately had to talk about this before, is your ability to just get along with other adults that you don't necessarily get along with. Like,
and no one's saying you have to be best friends.
Yes, but you can be civil. Like, just because you don't like someone doesn't mean you have to be a complete tool all the time.
Yeah.
And you're, and we can put some blame on the other women, absolutely. But the person that's pouring the gasoline on this, obviously, is Shanae. And so if you have a complete inability to just be civil for a day or an hour or 10 minutes, then I don't know how that isn't, by right on the surface, a disqualification. Like, how that isn't the biggest red flag. Forget about all the shrimp gate and the screaming back and forth in front of him about hot tubs. Is if you see someone that consistently can't just be civil with a house full of women, not a single one of them, to me, that's not someone that I want in my life at any point. I don't care how much you're like, oh, I really need to get her naked.
Yeah. Well, even before he canceled the cocktail party, they, like, everyone was yelling at her inside, and he was right there. Like, he was listening. Like, they were showing him listening to everyone yelling, and he just, like, kind of brushed that aside. And and it's just, ugh.
Yeah. And this is why he can talk all he wants about editing or what he did or didn't see. And I was the first one to scream about it. And you came up with the brilliant way to show the leads certain things they deserve to see so that these sort of things won't happen. But at this point, it's not even, that wouldn't even help, because like you said, he heard it, not all of it, but enough of it to know, or should know, yeah, maybe this isn't working out. But instead he just forgets about it and just, oh, I guess you guys, I'll let you guys talk.
Yeah. Well, and you should know, like, no one, it was so clear that no one said bye to her either. Like, no one gave her a hug with all the other girls, like, hugged the women leaving, and no one even said bye to her. She never said anything. Like, right there is telling, like, you've already lived with these girls for 3 weeks and you're not going to even say bye to any of them. Like, right there is another flag.
You had a great point about how these women who were sent home, and put Elizabeth aside, because I'm sure at that point she's even thinking, like, clearly I said my piece and you didn't believe me.
Well, yeah.
But the other women, sure, absolutely on the way out. I don't know why they're not saying, listen, I'm sorry, but it's just not anything. The light's not on, whatever you want to use. Like, she's lying. But to take it a step further, I don't understand why every woman that got a rose, when they got the rose, will you accept this rose? Yes. And I just want to let you know, Shanae's not here for the right reasons. Go back to the crowd. Like, it's sort of, you know, like, oh, captain, my captain.
Yeah.
At a certain point, like, yeah, if one person does it, well, I think I'm going to have to hold that against you. But if the whole class does it, or in this case, all of the women that are getting roses do it.
And they were obviously the last rose to be, it was the last rose to be given out. So, like, say something at that time. And I guarantee you at least 3 to 4 people would back you up that are not afraid to just.
Well, and if you all had banded together like they ultimately sort of tried to do, even though it was still only a couple of them talking, you would have like 12 different people or 11 different people who didn't have roses before the rose ceremony as they went up there. And you just all agreed that, hey, whenever you get a rose, just tell him she should go because it's not healthy for you or for us, but more importantly for you.
For you. Yeah.
And instead of sort of letting it fester, and maybe they just assumed like the rest of us that he would have a perfectly working brain that would say, listen, this person doesn't belong here. And it wasn't until after that that it was finally thinking, oh, we need to actually step in and do something because clearly he's blinded by something very specific.
Yeah.
For him to get through that, give her a rose at the end, which all that does, obviously it's the drama between her and Elizabeth, but it also has people like me who in years past would say, oh, that's the producer's pick. Mm-hmm. Well, I get it. You know, he's certain people. They say, no, we can't have this drama leaving the show.
Yeah.
Except now he can't even use that excuse.
Yeah, I know.
And it's just, that's out the window. I do believe that, and people can say what they want. And a lot of leads have said no one influenced who to take or whatever. I do think that influence is there, but in no way, shape, or form do I actually think there was any pressure on him to keep Shanae.
Yeah. I mean, it could have been possible for this rose ceremony, but definitely not past that in this episode. Like, maybe it was like, you know, you got to keep her for a little bit longer, and then it kind of snowballed into, okay, I'm going to keep her, really. But like, I think it dropped being a producer's pick after this rose ceremony.
Yeah, he just can't lean on that. It just, he can't lean on anything that gets him off the hook because, like I said, I think he's just, no matter what happens the rest of the way here, and again, I don't know, but just the fact that the clips they keep showing us over and over certainly seem, and it's great, be like, oh, she's going on 2-on-1. By the way, here's later this season where it looks like Shanae's still there. Mm. Clearly, he just continues to keep her around for whatever reason. And it's impossible for him to get this stank off of him. You want to say it's shrimp stank? Fine, whatever.
Yeah.
But I think he's forever going to be the dude that first nobody wanted. And then when given a shot to prove himself and the producers were bending over backwards in the press saying, no, trust us, he's so good.
Yeah.
And I mean, it sold me. I bought it. I thought.
Yeah. No, he actually had a good start. He was doing okay.
And for them to go over the top about it. And then now we see this and realize they were just what the sort of the pessimists, if you will, just Chicken Littles of the fandom saying, well, you're just trying to cover your ass. Well, ultimately, that's all they were doing.
Oh, there you go.
4 weeks in, it's now clear that he either doesn't know what he's doing and or a combination of the fact that he just has no like awareness whatsoever and clearly had made up his mind early on about Shanae, and she could have admitted to the Kennedy assassination, which I understand, you know, she was negative 40 when that happened, but you know, like anything. And he would have said, oh, but let me throw you up on this bar and make out with you. Huh? Okay. Sure. And
I think the worst part is when she brags in the moment, like her confessionals, like that's the, I mean, I don't know if that's the worst part because
it's pretty bad. It's all pretty bad.
It's one of the, like, oh, it's just So cringeworthy.
And what makes it extra, like, want to throw up at all times is, especially since they kept leaning in to the shrimp, everything, you know, her making the shrimp at the tailgate, everything, is, you know, that she is going to probably be the first person to arrive in paradise.
Oh, yeah.
And when she's at the on the beach, as people come down the stairs, she's already going to have a plate of shrimp, and that's sort of going to be her thing. And they're going to completely just brush aside the fact that she's just a trash human being.
Yeah. It'll definitely be her opening in the Paradise song.
Yeah. Sure. And that it sucks because she's not even like a fun villain.
She's not a good villain.
No, it's because most of those people are putting on acts, and I think this is just who she is. I think she's just trash, and we unfortunately are going to have to watch it for a while and then probably on the beach to make matters worse.
Yeah.
But what we find out to brighten things up, you know, and that's the other thing. Does he not notice when he's cheer, you know, let's take a cheers after the rose ceremony. Everyone looks like they just, you know, their dog just died. Does that not tell you anything?
So, everyone is so mad.
Like, wow, great. I better sleep with one eye open still. But anyway, so then Jesse delivers the quote-unquote bad news that this worldwide international journey is kicking off. And I think last time they did this big lead-up, I think they ended up in Florida somewhere. So I don't know if this is an improvement or not, but we're going to.
No, wasn't it like Virginia or something?
Oh no, that's what it is. You're right. You're 100% right. It was like Virginia.
Such a random place.
And this time it's Houston, and then, you know, obviously, other than I think Lindsay or whoever's from there, everyone else has to sort of pretend to be excited that we get to go to Texas. Yeah, Houston. Everything's bigger in Texas, including the COVID. So. Yay, we're getting on it. We're traveling, which it is good to see full travel again, not just, okay, let's go to his hometown like they had to do last year. But I don't know, Houston, and then we're going to Niagara Falls. Okay, eventually we make it to Iceland, so that'll be cool.
Yeah.
But to build it up into
this. Long-awaited.
Like, yeah, Jesse trying to sell all the different descriptors, you know, like it's energy, southern energy, but it's chic and so great. Okay, what is it?
It's Texas.
Houston. Ooh. But what it does give us, thankfully, is this little pocket of the episode, both The Bachelor and The Bachelor Podcast, where we don't have to talk about Shanae.
Yeah.
And it's the one-on-one with Rachel.
Loved it.
It's just, it was such a breath of fresh air after just sniffing.
I don't know if I loved it so much because of what we've been dealing with or if it was a really good date. I felt like it just seemed like so, like they just seemed so normal with each other.
Yeah. And to see her actually excited about horseback riding and not in the like excited sort of way that everyone's excited about a date and then like, oh wow, you're excited, have you ever been on a horse before? Oh no. Or oh, have you ever been fishing before? Oh no. Oh, so you were just gonna say you were excited no matter what, like, where she actually knew what she was doing, or seemingly. Yeah. And it just, yeah, I think you said it right, it just was natural.
Yeah, it was like natural, and they just seemed to actually be themselves, and it seemed like we were just watching a regular couple on a date. Like, it seemed, which is a good thing, I think, for connection wise.
I think it would, the only thing that would have made it a little better is if the barbecue would have been like his friends as opposed to like rando family in the woods.
Yeah. Well, especially because he said that he had friends there. Bingo. So I definitely thought it was going to be at least someone he knew. I don't know why they had to make it a random family.
Yeah, it definitely had, it had like horror film vibes to it when they, out of the woods, and there's just random family cooking.
Like, and they're staring as they're cooking barbecue, just like staring
at them. Would you like to join us for some ribs and sausage? Just don't ask where the meat came from. No, I think I'm good. We're going to head out over where there aren't where there isn't a death family waiting for us. Is that cool?
Yeah, they pulled up and I was like, oh, this is gonna, like, they're gonna tie this in somehow to him knowing them and just having like a laid back date with his friends or someone he knows.
No.
And not a random family with cooking.
Yeah, just barbecue. I guess just some randos who are willing to quarantine for a couple of days and take some COVID tests to cook up some sausage. I don't know. It was very weird, but they didn't seem phased. And other than the constant whispering, I thought they just seemed like a good match.
Yeah. He said on Twitter, it was more romantic that way when you whisper.
Nothing says romance like whispering. Or in the middle of nowhere when nobody's going to hear
with
you,
a
no matter
family
how long
you don't know. No, but I like their time on the dock before dinner. Like it just seems so natural. And I think they do have a real connection and I think she'll be around for a while.
I hope so, because one of the few people we've gotten to see anything of, and she seems like she's pretty good.
She was not fake at all. She wasn't faking anything. It's kind of how we felt with Susie when we had her date. Like it seemed, it didn't seem forced at all or fake.
Yeah. And the dinner conversation, which is what we always look for. It wasn't just, this is so crazy. It was, hey, this was my last relationship and this is why I am the way I am.
I work so hard to be a pilot. It's all I've ever wanted. Like, because I'm a woman, you have to work harder. It wasn't like just a surface conversation. Like,
and something that I'm sure she's had to deal with, not just at work, but then at home. It's not just, I'm sure that wasn't the first dude who was overwhelmed by the fact that she's a pilot. And for some reason, there are guys out there who just get intimidated by stuff like that when in their mind, the person they're with has the quote unquote better job or, you know, however the scripture you want to put on it. And so I'm sure that's not the first time she's had to deal with that. And for him to, like, without hesitation, I give him credit where credit's due, to say that he would never try to get in the way of her doing what she wanted to do. And then I think later it was what, like, I'll never dim your light or something.
I will never dim your light.
Yeah. So it just, these are the type of moments that we probably should have more than two of 4 weeks into the season.
Yeah.
But alas, we do not.
You would think.
But shocking, you know, she gets the rose and things had been going very well. So I did get a little worried, especially having seen what we saw over the first hour of when he sort of faked her out with the, you know, something's been on my mind that I really need to ask you about. I was like, oh my God, you're going to send this girl home. Mm-hmm. And I know you just want to, like,
then we are going to boycott you. We will not be finishing the season. Just kidding. We will.
I know. But thankfully it was a fake out and she gets the rose. They get a performance from Restless Road, who I had actually heard of. So
as have I.
Yay. I didn't, however, because I did Google them because I'm like, where do I know them from? They were on the X Factor, which I watched, but totally did not remember them from. At all. The US X Factor, not the X Factor people watched. It's from the US X Factor. And but I actually heard the name. I said, all right.
We don't have a nobody.
All right. Good for Restless Road. So welcome to Bachelor Nation. I'm sure we will see you again if they license the song for the year.
Yeah.
And then we get back into the mud, which you've got the group date card. And of course, nobody wants Shanae to be on the group date card. So of course they save Shanae for last. And Shanae is of course still on the group date card. Although it's good for her to be on that because you also don't want her on a one-on-one.
Yeah.
I mean, knowing what we know now.
A group date is good for us. I feel like, but bad for them because they have to be with her. But it's the best case scenario for
absolutely
us.
And unfortunately you had a small group of women decide to sort of be the Bond villain and give away the whole plan in front of the person that you're trying to take down, and just saying it loud enough so that she can hear you. I mean, she's clearly all over the place to begin with, but now you're telling her exactly what you're going to do. Of course, she's going to step up the levels of crazy.
Yeah. Has nothing to do with producers that moment.
No, no. And you have to have a little bit better awareness, whether it's not doing it in the hotel room, or maybe this is when you actually whisper, because
the time.
Yeah. How you think anyone's not going to hear that is beyond me. But basically saying we all need to go as a group and, or, you know, one-on-one, but as a group, and everyone say, hey, she's the worst. She should go. You know, you believe the wrong person, whatever you want to say. And so Shanae has that in her mind as they go to this group date, which is at the stadium. And of course they have to pay the bills. So it's like, let me show you how this plug-in hybrid works or whatever. Like, fine. Good job, ABC. I know times are tough. We're traveling again.
So we gotta get those bills. Product placements in.
Yeah, we're traveling again. Travel's not free. And of course, every year, I don't know that we've talked about it being specifically the Bachelor Bowl each time, because I guess it's varying degrees of violence, but you knew it was coming and you knew it had to be Shanae out there so that people could take some aggression out on her.
Oh yeah. It had to be something that boxing, football, something that we could try to get hurt and get her, like you said, aggression out.
Yeah. And you knew exactly what the producers were doing here. And for all the crap this year, this was definitely perfect, because they take the Olympian, who basically, if you do any sport, I'm sure she is going to dominate. I mean, you could take a full list, like cast of the friggin' Bachelorette, and she's going to school them. Like, a friggin' Olympian? Are you kidding me? So like, we're going to put the Olympian on the team that Shanae isn't on. Well, like, of course, Shanae. That, like, please, you could put her on whatever team had her was going to win.
Yeah.
And Marlena just, like, I'm surprised she actually
only scored
two touchdowns of the three, because, like, what kind of coaching does it take to be like, hey, let's put it in the hands of our Olympian?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like, these are professional football players coaching, and they're like, the ball in the hand.
Get the ball to Marlena.
And I have to say, it was a little early for me with this. It was sort of like a too soon moment after this weekend's game, which Kansas City Chiefs fan. So please, thoughts and prayers, respect my privacy in this difficult time. Ever since that ridiculous ending, I've not really been watching anything about football. So I have to say, this was,
well, leave it to Shanae to bring it back.
this was a little rough for me. So if you could just keep me in your thoughts, I'd appreciate that, because, as a, full on Mahomie, I'm not quite recovered yet. So, but thankfully this time the right team won, and that's the Purple Punishers.
Or did they?
And they get the footage, of course, of Shanae storming off. And as the women came back to the hotel all freaked out, like, okay, well, we know that she's not just going to sit there and stew, especially when there's literally not anyone there that wants to talk to her. Mm-hmm. And so as we start the date, second part of the date, where the winners finally actually get something for winning, they're having their one-on-one time, and we have the split screen of Shanae getting ready. And then, of course, that's just, we know the fuse is lit at that point.
Yeah. You know exactly what she's doing and where she's going.
And shot, you know, oh my God, she knows where the date is. Like, yes, people, like, this is the sort of drama we're here for. And I think that like, we can all agree, this is like, they lined up all the greatest hits, and these are the type of ridiculous moves that we can sort of get down with. Mm-hmm. However, he fell into what I think we've seen, unfortunately, most leads do, which is when that person shows up, you just don't immediately send them home.
Yeah.
Instead, he lets her sit down even after she lies to his face. Joking or not, weren't you on the losing team? No, my team won. No, you lost.
I deserve to be here.
Thank you. If that doesn't immediately make you just send someone home.
Yeah.
Again, like almost every time she opens her mouth, she deserves to be sent home. But yeah. He listens to her go on and on about her conspiracy theories and just he's like glazed over, like he's barely listening. And for the 15th time, I'm thinking, this is the end of Shanae finally.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah.
Oh, how'd that go, Katie?
Not quite. Not quite. It doesn't help that I, leading up to this, I think, and I love Sierra, but like every time we see her talk to him, it's about Shanae, and you could tell that he was getting annoyed about that because he was like, we're still talking about Shanae, which I understand. Of course, I love Sierra, and I think she's the only one like in Clayton's ear about about Shanae being the issue. But at the same time, like that shouldn't be all you talk about when you're with him. And then you have Genevieve, and it just seems, and then that's when he realizes, he's like, oh, Shanae, it seems to be all the conflict is like the conflict and drama is still here. So it's still surrounding Shanae. And she's like, he's like, And then she crashes the date. So I don't think it helped that. I mean, obviously, it was probably editing how it was all lined up, but how he was kind of annoyed with Sierra by still talking about Shanae. And then she's coming and saying, I deserve to be here. And basically, I'm not leaving. So I think the series of events didn't help the situation either.
Absolutely. And to a viewer, you do see every woman basically saying, oh, she's the worst, she's the worst. And to hear him say that, how this is so shocking, made me want to throw my remote through the television. Because is it really shocking?
Yeah.
The person causing
all the drama? Do you really have no idea?
seriously, the person in the middle of all the drama.
That's more shocking.
You decide to keep, and then it's shocking that all the drama is still there. Hmm. Okay.
And the girls are mad.
Listen, I understand there's a, you know, bad stereotype about football players, but Mizzou's a good school. I'm sure you did, you know, did well in your classes. You had to have picked up something. And again, being a much less talented and not at a college level football player, I understand. People look at you and they think, okay, maybe this guy isn't so bright. I don't think so. I think you're a smart guy. Clayton, how could you possibly out loud say the words, I'm shocked that we're still talking about this?
And saying out loud that the conflict is still here.
Oh my God.
Still not connecting the two.
And like, beyond that, so he talks to her, and then he not only listens to her go on for however long, but then he proceeds to A, make out with her, and then B, like throw her up on the bar and like really go to another level. And I can't with him. There's no. Other than we'll end where, you know, we still got a little bit to go here, but I'll sort of end where we started. Is he just has already decided, okay, I'm banging Janae and there's nothing changing my mind.
Yeah. And then I know I have him.
Ugh.
He can tell by my look. And again, like she throws the trophy. Like, why did no one go and say, hey, she just whipped our trophy into the woods. Like, she's not a good person.
Yeah. And so he went where my line of thinking about Shanae sort of started was Clayton was going back and forth on Twitter, sort of in a fun way, I think. But someone said, hey, Clayton, why aren't you taken? Like, I hate when people ask that. And we should have probably touched on that with that lead in about, like, well, you're pretty and you have a great job. Like, how could you? That's like the worst thing to say. But he quote tweeted that with, are we fighting? I remember one time we laughed together. And she responded by saying, don't respond to this tweet if you banged Shanae. And he said, spoiler alert, with like the kissy emoji. So if you want to send hate mail about saying, oh, you're just saying he wants to bang Shanae. Guys, it's in writing. Like, he's saying this, you know, like he's saying this stuff in secret in public. Like, he's not hiding it. Just come on. And in the last hour that we're recording this, he's been very active on Twitter, as he is most show nights. And he said, I'm looking forward to having an open and honest conversation at the Women Tell All with what all happened. It's important to hold people accountable, including myself. Again, continuing to try to sort of pass the buck, but at the same time, like, oh, but I realize I'm part of this problem too. Like, I don't have any feeling that people aren't holding him accountable for this trash. And I say that this is all relative. We understand what we're talking about, but in the world of Bachelor Nation, this trash we just saw.
To be a fly on the wall. When he watches these episodes.
And the last one from him was, everyone's mental health matters. So please keep that same energy before you click send. And for me, yes, I agree 100%. And what I responded to him was, isn't that something that would have been nice for him to remember before sending this whirling dervish back in to the house or the hotel every night to like basically terrorize the rest of the women.
Yeah.
So I think it's absolutely something, myself included, that we should all keep in mind. But it just, to me, that feels hollow coming from him when this person he knows is causing all this drama, he just happily kept sending back.
He didn't care. Yeah.
And so... yes, but I think is a very important response to that. I feel like he's trying to hide behind that a bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me.
Yep, I agree.
And so, Clayton, Listen, we hope to have you on. I break this all down. I have a feeling you're going to keep to more friendly confines of people who are going to tell you you're doing such a great job, but we will.
If you
will
find them.
Yes. Well, trust me. The people who do the official, like, branded podcast will never, to his face, say a negative thing about him.
Oh, yeah, no.
It will, you know, you have to know where your checks are cashed. Mm-hmm. So next week we get more Shanae versus the world. And unfortunately, it looks like it's going to be a lot longer. So.
Well, with all these dates, it was the time was running out. And I was like, we're not going to get this last one-on-one, like, which is probably best for Serene, yeah. I think.
Yeah, give her time to actually get a
have
spotlight
your own
on
week.
Her. Yeah. So beyond, I don't know, I don't think we could have missed anything because it was Shanae wall to wall, but if there wasn't anything else we missed.
I'm done talking about her if you are.
Thank you. I know that there's other more happy news that we can talk about.
Yes, the big news this week is Ashley had her baby today.
Awesome. So good.
Or this morning, I think. Everyone's healthy. No pictures yet, but obviously the name is still Dawson and not Ryan. But yeah, everyone's doing well. And Jared posted a little video and he's obviously really excited to be a dad. So congratulations.
Congratulations. And you knew that the baby was going to be born on a bachelor day. Like, you just.
Oh, of course. Like,
was there ever any question? And are you a little surprised? Because I was surprised that it wasn't Tom or Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Because.
Well, that was what people were thinking, Brady or Jonas, because she's a huge Jonas Brothers fan. So those were the two picks that were all over social media. Like, oh, it has to be something to do with Tom Brady, or so people were saying Brady or Jonas because the Jonas Brothers.
Well, it also could have been Tom, not just for Tom Brady, but Rob Thomas.
See, could have been Rob.
While we still should have been front and center, if you are going to, you know, slight us like that, because reminder 1,372,000 that we've got them together, you could have included Rob Thomas or Tom Brady. You're two, basically, one and two in your world other than Ashley. Like, come on.
Could have been Dawson Thomas. Thomas Dawson.
Just saying, missed opportunity. We'll have to, he'll actually answer our questions, unlike Clayton.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway.
Exactly. He'll answer the hard-hitting questions with us. So yeah, very exciting for them. Jordan Kimball got married. We all remember Jordan.
Oh yes. But Jordan ended up being, for a long stretch, a fun villain.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when he I think realized, like, let me lose some of the actual douchiness and lean into sort of the fun douchiness.
Yeah, and actually found love for a little bit on Paradise and ended up getting engaged. And obviously we all know how that panned out for him, but he is happily married now. So good for him.
Absolutely.
And then a couple weeks ago, Tasia said that she was taking a break from all Bachelor podcasts. So the clickbait podcast she ran with like Grocery Store Joe and like the main Bachelor,
the one that will not say a bad thing about Clayton to his face.
Exactly. So everyone was like, oh, is she kicked out of the franchise? Because is she just distancing herself from, you know, she doesn't want to host anymore, she just wants to, you know, get away from everything. But she came out and said she just needs to focus on herself for a little bit, and sort out how she's feeling about everything. So she's stepping away from that, which I think is probably a good move if you're not, you know, if you're not fully in it, I think.
Yeah. If you're struggling, going back to what Clayton tweeted out, if you're having issues with mental health, like, the one place you don't want to be is anywhere near this craziness that we talk about every week.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's taking a break, I think. So she'll probably be back at some point, doing regular bachelor duties, if you will. But she is stepping back for a little bit to focus on herself. And then a couple of new bachelor relationships got going on here. So I don't know if you've seen the whole Claire, her new boyfriend is Blake Monar from her season and Paradise. He didn't have too much time on Claire's season, but you will remember him from the whole Tia relationship on Paradise.
Yeah, I do remember him. And it's
so
weird.
They're all over each other's Instagram stories. Her giving him haircut, singing karaoke together. And then Anna, we know her from, you know, her comments about one of the other girls called. She has been hanging with Chris Bukowski. So they've been spotted together quite a few times, looking closely together.
Uh-oh.
And I know you and I have talked about this one, but I don't think we've talked about it on here. Blake and Giannina from Love is Blind. Blake Horseman, that is.
Yeah.
And they've been spotted together, lots of date nights, concerts together. And that's just... so bizarre, but
yeah,
I guess it might work. So
you sent that to me and it took me a minute because I mean they're both a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So at first I was thinking like that's basically like a trash fire waiting to happen, but then as I was thinking about it more, I'm like they actually might be really good.
It might work.
It really
might.
And
it's so weird like when you think of like those two worlds colliding. Like if you think about her time on that show and everything he's been through in Bachelor Nation, like it's wild.
Yeah. And you know, that with this, the next season of Love is Blind coming up, they're totally going to use this to be able to sell some Instagram, stuff for Netflix promoting the show.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, this is like perfect timing.
Good time to start a relationship with those two nations colliding.
Yeah, and I don't know. I think it might be crazy enough to work.
Might just work. That's all I have though today.
Well, listen, that was a great way to wrap up what was sort of let's just say less than stellar outing from the lead, and
yeah.
I think one of the worst showings that we've been sitting here to talk about in God, I can't even tell you the last time someone has just made me want to scream so bad. So good job, Clayton. Setting new records every week. So way to be. But
we had high hopes. We finally got to the high hope part and you just let us down.
Legitimately do want to hear from any Clayton stans that are out there. So at Bachelor Podcast on socials, like let me know. I mean, I will even have you on. You can come on here and pitch your case for why Clayton has been a good bachelor. I will gladly hear the case.
We want to hear.
Absolutely. If we're being too harsh on him for some reason, please let us know. I don't know that you exist, but if you do, please. Katie, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we will see you guys next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.